Welcome, everybody. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. Glad you tuned in this morning. And that's a great song called Bus Stop by the Hollies. Remember the Hollies, Mark? You probably went to Hollies concert, didn't you? No? You know, I saw the Hermans like 5 years ago. Out here at some little amphitheater. What's the guy's name? Peter Noon? Anyway, thanks for tuning into our program today, y'all. You Get the Blessing exists so we can introduce you to special guests that we think are impacting this community and this world for the cause of Jesus Christ. And thank you for also letting us know from time to time that you understand what we're trying to do here. So if you're in relationship with Christ, welcome aboard. If you're not in relationship with Christ, you never know. Maybe this is your moment in time. Today you'll hear something from our guest, and you will stop kicking the tires and sampling the goods, and you will sign up. Mm. You will buy the car. Mm. So our guest today is Camille Mack. Camille, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We always start by asking you a little bit about yourself and your background, where you're from, what things were like around your place as a kid. So where were you born?
I was born in Chicago and raised in the Lutheran Church. Really, I didn't really have any relationship with Jesus until I actually went to church in the city when I moved to Denver.
And Michael Walker,
Jude Del Haro. And so here I was, a nice suburban girl going to an inner city church and loving it. And it was Jude Del Haro that called me out of my comfortable, safe little seat in the sanctuary and said, "I think that you're called to do some street ministry." And I was like, "What? Really?" And so then prayed about it and said yes, and started with a little card table, just little card table with coffee and a box of donuts with another lady, and just started giving out free coffee, free donuts, listening to people's stories.
So growing up as a Lutheran, they might have been saying the right things, maybe not, because Lutherans are just one denomination, Catholic, Methodist,
right.
Baptist.
Yeah.
Sometimes the priest or the minister knows Christ. Sometimes they don't. Interesting aspect of life is that you can find a leader that takes you completely the wrong direction. And the leader we should all be looking for takes you to Christ. And you found that leader in Jude. And so all these thoughts and memories you had from Lutheran church growing up were kind of set aside, and the simplicity of the scripture came clear through Jude that it's not as hard as it looks, folks. It's
right.
Yes or no to Jesus Christ. That's why we ask our guests to share, you know, the moment that happened. So that happened for you at what age?
Well, so I was 30. And I actually, I didn't know I could have a personal relationship with, you know, I was in the church, did what they said, and it was through Billy.
My partner, Mark, didn't hear it till he was 52. Never heard it, and he signed up immediately,
yeah.
And within 6 months, he was the most popular Christian in Denver. So you were 30.
I was 30, and I actually really did that where you say the sinner's prayer and everything through Billy Graham crusade.
Good.
And then was looking for a different church and a non-denominational one just to experience something different. And I was invited to church in the city. And so that's, and then from there, it has been such a journey, such a special journey. But I knew that it took a lot of prayer, praying into this to do this kind of work. You really need to be called and then just follow. He shows up. He just shows up, and you just follow the lead.
You're excited and anxious to start talking about bus stop ministry.
I am.
So go ahead. Let her rip.
I don't want to talk about me.
Tell me what all you do.
Yeah. So anyway, it just started on that street corner, and
I'm driving down the street, Colfax.
You're driving down the street, Colfax. You see this.
Donuts.
Yeah. You see donuts. You see coffee. You see another woman out
Find
there.
Find this out, would you, Mark? I need a donut.
And it's all free. And it wasn't a big Bible, you know, I was going to say turn or burn. It was just what's going on with you? What's, you know, most of the people that I encountered were people who have lost a great deal. They have lost a lot. And you listen to their stories, and God gave me so much compassion and the listening. Most people talk most of the time, you know, and it's just to be able to listen to why they're out in the street, why these things happen. And most of it stems in a lot of fear. They've made mistakes, and you're willing to give them that. They don't forgive themselves, and you're willing to say that I don't know. I know someone who can forgive, and I know that how when you feel that forgiveness, how you can move back into being alive again. Because most of them walk around like they're walking dead. They're bleeding from the inside out, and just God shows me things, and I'm able to just you know, be patient and faithful. Part of this ministry is the faithfulness. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, never rain, sleet. You know, sometimes I just stood out there in the rain like a drowned person, just waiting and being, you know, faithful in that. And with that, a lot of the street people think, oh, here you are, you know. I would go to work, so I'd be dressed really nice. And so I would go to work, and they'd say, like, who are you? You trying to look good out here or do good? And they got that I was, you know, basically very interested in their lives, a real item, not just someone who's going to show up and say, what do you, you know, be a good doer, but to actually get in relationship with these people. I'll see you. I'll be back. I'll see you on Thursday. And then when you get into a relationship, then you ask them, what is stopping? What is the needs? It starts with forgiveness. It starts with accepting that you really are a son and daughter of God. You are not just an orphan and excluded. You are included. And when you know your value and you're not the damaged goods at the back of the store that go for 50% off, feeling like that, the dented cans, you know, that they feel like, and you restore that confidence, and you get some results. I've been seeing results for the last 23 years. I've been seeing some amazing results of the people who will finally lay it down and just receive God's love.
How long have you been doing this?
23 years.
No kidding. Good for you. This is not a startup operation.
No.
So how many people?
That's why I didn't want to talk about me. I just want to talk about them.
I could tell. Yeah. So how many people are there out there on the streets just walking around feeling like dented cans?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. I'm in the Capitol Hill area, so we finally got to go indoors, but we were out for, I think, 12 years outside, and we would just meet on the corner of Office Depot, Pearl, and Broadway, anywhere where we were allowed to meet. And then that became a problem. We had to have permits and stuff like that. And that same day that I was told I had to be, like, off of here, even though we give things out free and we're doing everything, I would need a permit. And
can't even give stuff away free anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but God wouldn't be stopped, because that very same day, a church said, you can be on our church steps. And when they saw what was really going on, I thought he was telling me, he said, would you come to my office? And I thought, oh, here we go. There's too many cigarette butts and cans, or, you know, we're going to be kicked out. And I remember it so succinctly. He went in his drawer and he just handed me the key to its building. And I was like, what? And he said, you can come in our basement, which, by the way, was very nice. He had chandelier. I mean, we were, And it gave me, my heart's desire was to serve them and make them feel special. So we actually serve them on tables, indoors, protein meals. You know, a lot of the places, you know, it's a lot of sugar and starch, and we are really off of that. And wanted to give good, you know, eggs. We're a morning ministry, so eggs and whatever we could get for meat. And again, this is all donations and people helping with that. And it's just become where we serve over, sometimes we get over 100 people on Tuesday morning. But we always start out with there's no manipulation. They can come, they can take, and they can leave. But we always have God's word. But now it's been so long that I've been teaching these men and women. They're now doing the teaching. That's what's amazing. I am humbled by what they know and how they're applying God's word to the life in the streets of Denver.
This is Bo Mitchell. You're listening to You Get the Blessing and the voice of Camille Mack, our special guest today, who heads up Bus Stop Ministries. She's talking about some of the people she has become friends with over time. And for 23 years, she's been out ministering to the least of these. I know my friend Bob Belts, when he talks about this scripture, Matthew 25, he says, you know, oftentimes we think, wow, okay, we need to go do what Mother Teresa is doing, move to Calcutta and really help street people, when in fact it's right here under our noses, mm-hmm. folks, in Denver.
Yeah.
And that's what Bus Stop Ministries is all about, is helping people that are just maybe a little down at the moment or way down, needing a hand up, a meal, a pat on the back. And sometimes it's improper to say, come here, you got a bowl of soup, and then we're going to take the Bible and gently slide it down your throat after you eat the soup. Not the way to do it, and not the way you're doing it.
No.
You blend it beautifully. And so how do people find out where you are and what you're doing and how they might help?
We're at Denver Christian Community Church. It's on the corner of 16th and Pearl. And we meet, you can see, we meet down in the basement, but you see all these homeless that are out there. And so it's not hard to find. And again, we start at 7:30 in the morning. And we go until 10 because we will serve and they have a comfortable place to eat and just feel safe. And some of them will just like sleep because they've been walking all night. I just have such compassion. I go home to a nice house and I can lock the door. And most of them, they don't know whether they're going to be beat up with a baseball bat because they're laying out somewhere. And, you know, you come in and I think we're just a triage to, they come in and we tell them where they can go. We can't solve everyone's problems, but we work with a lot of different places, Denver Rescue, St. Francis. We will work with the Coalition for the Homeless. And we often connect a lot of people who are coming in here, they're stranded, and they're just a bus ticket away from a job and going back to where we have a reconciliation time. I'll call a parent if they're young and say, you know, I've got your son here. Would you just talk to them where the bridge has been burned? And somebody like myself, they'll start crying and say, put them on the phone. And we'll be able to get them out of the city, out of the homelessness. I've seen that happen a lot in the 23 years. And even just yesterday, we helped a man who he's an electrician. And he just needed his license renewed. And another story, another something that's happened. And all we can help him with that money to just the license for it. He went down to Grand Junction and did a $3,600 job. I mean, we think of homeless people like they aren't capable of doing this work, and they are. They need a help up. They need somebody who will just do a very small amount. We have a very small window of time to help. But we know the resources. We know that's the thing of you learn over time, of you get a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge of how what's stopping you, and how can we move you forward? How can we get you back into society where you have felt so alone and like nobody sees you? A lot of times, you know, I know before I started this, I wouldn't look at them. I'd be afraid of a homeless person. But they have a story, and it's usually over a major loss in their life, whether it's their spouse, a job, sickness comes in, and they spiral on down, and then they're in the street, and they're in the alleys, and they're digging out of dumpsters. And we just want to promote them, and like God would, to Jesus would just say, you know, accept my love, accept my forgiveness. This is what you can do, all things through Christ who strengthens me.
So do you have other volunteers that help you do this, or are you all alone?
No.
You got a team?
Do this all. It does take a village. There's so many now that we have a team, and they come in, and they don't get any accolades. I mean, they just go to work, get the pancakes, the eggs going, and I walk in. We supply with them with new sleeping bags.
Where do you get those?
I actually make a deal with Big Five on Colorado and Florida, and they give a really nice zero bag for like $23.22. It's amazing. And so we're able to buy quite a few of them, and their zero bags are good, durable. They're like $80 bags that we get.
Good.
And then shoes, their feet, they walk everywhere. So shoes for the winter, we end up in. There's other churches that have heard about us, and so they'll donate. They'll say, we can drop off shoes. I've got even a church in Wisconsin who has given money to go ahead and buy those shoes. So it's really nice to see the partnership.
So the more money, more shoes, more sleeping bags, more stuff you have to provide for people.
Yeah.
And they can give money by finding you where.
There's a Facebook page, Bus Stop Ministries on 16th, and it will say 16th and Pearl. But I have a phone number that I can be reached on, which is 303-564-0983. And anybody who we take, you know, you look through your closet, you haven't used anything in a year, come on, you know, we need clothing, anything for the winter, you know, you can't fit in those jeans anymore, come on. And
be careful now, because I got a whole if I could lose 15 pounds, I've got an incredible new wardrobe waiting for me. Just down.
So yeah, and so closet. You know, I have people drop things off in my breezeway, you know, and bring it down. There's nothing. My whole back of my car is full of steel-toed shoes because we're all about sending back to work. I have a man who comes down and prints out, like in color, jobs that are in the area that are like dishwashing jobs. People that, you know, if you're homeless, you have a little alarm clock, you show up there, and we give the shoes that are non-slip shoes, and that's all that is required. And I said, come on, who wouldn't want to bust a move and get a job? Because what you get from the government, it's not enough. How about you do a full day's work, and then you buy someone who cannot work, who is disabled, a steak dinner? And they love that.
You know, Bob Cote, who's passed away recently, but used to run Step 13
yes.
down in Larimer. His motto was work works, and he used to make all of his guys that were there recovering also get a job. So it is part of your recoveries when you plug back in to society and actually become productive. Our guest today is Camille Mack. You're listening to her talk about Bus Stop Ministries, which is a ministry at 16th and Pearl in the Denver Christian Community Church basement on the mornings from 7:30 till 10 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And we a little later on Thursday, 8:30 to 10.
8:30 to 10 on Thursdays. Her phone number is 303-564-0983. If you have something you'd like to give that might be in the form of shoes or coats or whatever, believe me, your trash that you would maybe have not touched for over a year in your closets could be a treasure for someone that has nothing and just needs a little hand up. And Camille has the system in place through Bus Stop Ministries to get to the people. What are the ages of these people, by the way, that you encounter every day?
Well, unfortunately, we're getting younger, but usually it's we're getting anywhere from 16, you know, to, it's hard to tell the age of somebody home, but probably up to 70. And but we're getting more and more. So we're seeing that happen. And a lot of, that's why we really try to connect some of the younger people back into their families. But I've really love to mention that I have like presented something sort of like to what the Dream Center is God gave me a vision for a building. Somebody would give me a building and we would have the homeless run the building, that it would all be, they would have their own, and they love this. They love hearing this. They'd have their own little place to in their own shower, their privacy. We would have, medical, all of that. And so they're really praying into that. We've also, they love to give. They're not just entitled and want just to receive. They love to give. And we have helped Heidi Baker's ministry, Iris Ministry, but they have put their dimes and nickels and sometimes bottle caps into this big jar, and it's accumulating. We bought 5 motorcycles for Heidi Baker's ministry for pastors that go into the bush, and they need these Kawasaki motorcycles with big baskets.
Really?
And yeah, and it just blew Heidi Baker away that they would, you know, homeless people. I mean, I didn't put my money in. This was strictly from them. And right now, that was maybe 3 years ago now, but the current is helping a ministry that is helping the human sex trafficking, stopping that, not helping it, stopping it. And we've raised already $200 for this woman, her ministry that's really helping getting people out, and she actually has a place to put them. So sometimes when you help people out of that, then they don't have a place to go and they go right back in. So the homeless are all over a cause. They want to help. They may not be able to do a full-time job somewhere like other people, but they'll take the part-time, the kitchen, the day labor. They really want to get out of where they're at.
Well, you're helping them. That's Camille Mack. And any special events coming up that people can get involved in, or is it just business as usual in the near future?
You know, every day is our Thanksgiving and our Christmas, you know, every Tuesday, every Thursday. So anytime anybody has any time to come, I think that they'll find, and every time anyone has come down, they get blessed. I mean, it's pretty special.
That's why we call the show You Get the Blessing.
Yeah.
If you'll get involved in any way, you do get blessed.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's fun. And we really, it'll take away the fear of seeing a homeless person, or even are they just taking money and they really have a nice house somewhere? There's people who've been burned, you know, they've watched some homeless people on the corner and then they get into their Cadillac or something. These people, that's not the case. There's always some that abuse, give the homeless a bad name.
Sure. But,
I'm speaking up for them.
You're meeting hundreds that,
yeah,
are that out really, there suffering.
Yeah, they really are. And they're loving the heart of Jesus, that Jesus gives the hope to those who have no hope, and they can count on it, because again, it's, I think one of the things, it's the faithfulness, that it's we don't miss no matter what. Somebody skis there if we get a snowstorm. Seriously, we do. We've done it.
Bill Hybels has a book called Just Walk Across the Room, and he talks about lifestyle evangelism. I use the words walk with Christ first, live it, lifestyle, as he was saying, before you turn up the volume and talk. So I like the fact that Bus Stop Ministries, run by Camille Mack and her team of volunteers, really, are willing, able, anxious even to share Christ with these people. But if somebody has a need of food or clothing or shelter, the last thing they want to hear is you describing the third chapter of the book of John to them as they're hungry and strings attached, maybe in some cases, if that's how it's going to work. But in your case, you're just out there meeting basic needs of folks on the street. And yes, we do hope that people understand what really is life-changing is a relationship with Christ. What really could give you hope behind the storm clouds is that Jesus died on the cross for all of us and forgives us and is in the business of fresh starts and new beginnings. And that's really what you're trying to give these people, just one day at a time. Yeah. Let us come love you and talk to you and be your friend.
That's right. It's that relationship. And I also think that it's really important not to manipulate. It's really important to let them know that you can come in here just as you are, and but we're going to, you know, love you no matter what. And that's what we do.
And you've obviously successfully built that reputation. So thank you, Camille, for the work you're doing with Bus Stop Ministries.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today to You Get the Blessing. I hope you've benefited from this. I hope you'll call 303-564-0983. Find out more about Camille Mack and what she's doing at 16th and Pearl to help people who are a little down right now and need a helping hand from all of us. We'll see you again next week on You Get the Blessing. Thanks for tuning in. Under my umbrella.